Well, thank you for downloading another one of our mini shows.
Yes.
Because it's like a tiny show, really.
It is, but great things in small packages, that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I just want... Basically, we're reminding you that we're here. There'll be a full show with lots of guests coming in a week's time. But we'll just pop up in the other weeks just to remind you about stuff. And we're still here. What are you reading at the moment, Matt? Anything exciting?
Well, we've got Michael Calvin and Melvin Burgess coming on in the next show.
Yes.
And I have finished reading Michael. I'm sort of halfway through Melvin's book. That is a very good. It's a young adult fiction, but it's really, really good. So I'm enjoying that. And Michael Calvin, I would read his shopping lists because he's really a very great sports.
It's going to be embarrassing when he comes in.
I am going to be like, do you know what this reminds me of? I remember being at a David Beckham press conference and he just joined Real Madrid. And lots of very serious journalists are in the front row. And at the back row, someone came up with a question, which was, David, how do you get your hair so nice and shiny? And everyone, oh, a disgraceful question, using up our time. Funnily enough, I did notice that everyone paid close attention to how David got his hair so nice and shiny. So it's going to be like that. I'm going to be saying, Michael, how is it that your books are always so fabulous? That's going to be a sample of one of my questions to him.
Do you remember how he did get his hair shiny?
It had something to do with products, some conditioner, really? Or something. Oh, who'd have thought?
Anyway, so we're just going to try something a little bit different. And Amanda Scott and Tracy Borman have been guests on the show. And while they were here, we took the opportunity of doing like a little Q&A, mm-hmm. kind of Sunday supplement kind of questions.
Yeah.
And we just chose some questions at random. You'll hear their answers in just a moment. And if you think of a question which you'd like to add to our list, then please get in touch. It's booksoftheyear@yahoo.com. So here we go with a bit of a Q&A. Ready for this?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. The last book you really, really enjoyed, Amanda?
That was...
Other than anything that you've written.
That I've written? No. I hate my own books by the time I finish with them. It was Be More Pirate by Sam Conniff Allende. It's a non-fiction book. Is that okay? Am I allowed?
Yeah, of course.
Anything you like.
Okay. So Sam is amazing. His life history is amazing. We probably haven't got time for that. But he investigated the pirates and found that they were the very first people to have a really good PR machine. But they were also, they looked at the rules of the time, they broke them and they replaced them with better rules. So, for instance, they were the first people to have a proper pension system. They were first people to have accident and injury at work compensation. So if you lost an arm, you got 8 gold pieces. If you lost a leg, you got 12 gold pieces. It was in everybody's interest, therefore, because the money was spread evenly throughout the ship to make sure nobody lost any arms or legs. They had gay marriage. They had an equitable way of organising things on the ships. They had two captains. They had the captain who covered the ship in war, and they had the quartermaster who covered it when they weren't at war. And it's amazing. He's gone in and looked at how they structured themselves socially. And then he's written it into a book about things are broken. We all know things are broken in the way that we live, in the places we work. And all you need to do is be able to go, this is not working. This that I have created is better. Get two other people to do it and get it moving. And I think this book is going to change the world.
What's it called again?
Be More Pirate by Sam Conniff Allende. And everybody needs to read it.
Okay, same question to you, Tracy. The last book you really, really enjoyed as much as Amanda.
That was a heck of a sales pitch, I have to say. I want to go out and buy that immediately. But mine is Miss Garnett's Angel by Sally Vickers, so completely different. I read historical fiction most of the time, but this was an exception. So it's about an elderly spinster who has spent all her life in quite a kind of confined and closeted existence, really. She's a teacher for many years and then she retires and her best friend has died. She's sort of alone in the world and she decides to use all of her life savings and go and live in Venice. And Venice is probably my favourite place on earth, so that's why I was drawn to this book. And it's just a very gentle narrative, I would call it. It's very domestic, the story of Miss Garnett herself and her little quirks and irregularities, but set against this beautiful canvas that is Venice. And it's sort of also interlaid with the story of Tobit and Tobias from the Bible. And I won't say too much more because it'll give away what happens. But it's poignant and it's sad and it's joyful all at the same time.
Whose books do you own the most of, Amanda, first?
Neil Gaiman, I think. I have everything Neil Gaiman has ever written. I think he's one of the most extraordinary, creative, inspiring writers of our generation. And every book is different. And his mind just goes to places I couldn't imagine. And I think if he ever writes anything, even a short story, I will rush out and buy it.
Tracy?
Perhaps mine is predictable because it's Alison Weir, so an amazing historian, huge inspiration to me. And she's also written both fiction and non-fiction in huge quantities, and I own them all.
A question to you, Manda. What book did you first buy with your own money?
That was The Last of the Mohicans. My aunt had given me a book token for my birthday, which was a very grown-up, I felt very grown-up, and it had just been on television. You guys, nobody else will be old enough to remember this, but the BBC did an amazing black-and-white version of The Last of the Mohicans.
Nobody
remembers. God, it was good. It's the one where the word, the Mohican haircut came from, because it wasn't the Mohicans, it was Magua, who was the other tribe, I can't remember. Anyway, really wanted it, and they just republished it with the characters from the series on the front cover, and I rushed out and bought it, and it completely transformed my life.
Do you remember actually getting hold of a book of your own choice, Tracy, rather than something that was given to you?
I should think the first one that I actually went to buy with my pocket money was Fantastic Mr. Fox by Roald Dahl. Obviously, it's a classic now. I still remember exactly what the version looked like that I had. And then what's been a real joy is rediscovering it, because my daughter is 8 and she's bang on the target audience for Roald Dahl, and she absolutely loves it. And obviously, I've kind of influenced her towards that being her favourite of them, because I read it to her quite a lot. But it's been just fantastic to be able to rediscover it and have an excuse to read Roald Dahl again.
Manda Scott and Tracy Borman answering the questions. And as I said, if there is a question you would love to get added to our list, I think I'd quite like to see, have you ever cried reading a book?
Yes.
Because a lot of people have. Matt, my guess, has never.
I never cry, as I am a robot. I suppose is there a book that you've used to try and impress a girlfriend stroke boyfriend? And mine would be, there is a French book I used to use all the time that I would have a dog-eared version on my bookshelf that I would hope would really impress girls, and it never did. It was a book called The Nest of Vipers by Francois Mauriac. And,
what a shallow man you are.
Yes, I am very, very shallow. And it never worked. No one was ever...
Also, here's another. Is there a book large enough for you to kill flies with? What do you have? I use the AA Road Atlas.
Oh, gosh, yes, very big. Yeah. So, because we don't need road atlases anymore. We've all got sat now.
So you can just smash anything you like with that. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a book you use to...
to kill things.
For violence. Anyway, so if you have got something for us, it's booksoftheyear@yahoo.com, and we'll be back with more top guests in a week.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.